Did you ever feel like you were treated as a second-class citizen?
Did I? No, because you know what? I always thought this is the way we supposed to live, you know. Growing up, that nobody never said nothing about, but I just always thought that the white people supposed to have, you know, what they were doing, what they were supposed to do. And it never crossed my mind that was wrong, it was that we were working for nothing, you know, because they never tell them.
Did you come to realize that later, that you were being treated differently?
It was very late, you know, when I realized that it's felt was wrong.
Do you remember some of the signs and symbols of the Jim Crow era, like the signs of restrooms
white.
And
yeah, white only up front, right? But you know, I want to see it when you was on a car, right? So I reckon when you're in this situation, if you automatically go where your people are, where you're supposed to go, so you don't pay too much attention to a whole lot of those signs, you know, unless it's consistent to you, right? Black on a color, you know.
Do you think that having Church Street as a business district kept you out of a lot of the situations where you'd have to encounter those signs and those kinds of things?
Yeah, I think so, because Church Street was black, right? Mm-hmm. And you didn't have to read those signs, right? So, yeah, because they weren't there. But if someplace else, you probably wouldn't like to tell you about this restaurant, black and white, and it, yeah.
Now, the restaurant you worked at, were the employees black?
No, it was, I think it was Greek or something, yeah.
Just you worked for them?
No,
had
a cook there, and one more person, I think. But had all white waitresses, yeah. And she was always cracking all these jokes about me, and I didn't have sense enough to know that she was talking about me, or my race, you know.
So she would make fun of you? What did you do at the restaurant?
Oh, I washed dishes.
Did your parents teach you or how to behave in front of white people when you were growing up?
They always say, you know, you're not supposed to talk about that, you know. And we found out we ain't supposed to ask that many questions, you know. We know he was different. We know he was a boss, daddy's boss, you know. So all them questions, a whole lot of them, if there's a no-no in the first place, we didn't do it.
When did you start treating white people as kind of the boss person, you know?
From the whole, if dad, because daddy was treating him as a boss, then that was, I would follow what my father was doing.
And if it was a child, it treated like a boss too, you know, like, would you call him Mr. or Miss something or other?
Oh, let me see, Mr. We would always, supposed to have a whole lot of respect, you know.
But you didn't come into contact with many
white children? No. Oh, yesterday, when I was small, I was on a pecan tree, and always had to bust this little white girl pecans, right? And they didn't want me playing with her. We were sitting in the tree, right? And they didn't want me playing with her, so I was busting a pecan. So she just started crying for nothing, and people called on in the house, you know. I hadn't did nothing to her. I was just trying to be a friend.
But they made her go inside?
Yeah.